Good evening and welcome everyone to our Songs of Praise on the 23rd of January 2022. Warm welcome to everyone and especially those who are joining with us from the Black Boxes. Our call to worship this evening. The Spirit of God is upon us. This is a holy day and we are a holy people. The joy of God is our strength. All of us with all our gifts. We are the body of Christ. And we're going to sing our first song this evening, which is, O Worship the King, O Glorious Above. So that song was chosen for us by John. So John, would you like to share with us, John Crispin, would you like to share with us your choice this evening, please? You'll have to unmute yourself first.
That's it.
Right, I've chosen it because I thought it was a good hymn, like, oh, worship the King. We want to worship him all the time, don't we?
Okay.
So I've chosen that hymn for that reason, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Anything else you want to know?
No, that's fine, John.
I just like the tune. I think it's great. And the hymn itself, yeah, and the words.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I put in late, so I missed about half of it.
Oh, sorry, John.
All right. Yeah. Didn't know I was in. I couldn't get in, first of all.
All right. Okay. That's great. Well, thank you for choosing it. Thank you.
Okay, right, thank you, John.
For many of us, I think it perhaps takes us back to school time as well. It was one that we used to sing there quite a lot as well. So thank you for that. And as you say, we do indeed want to worship the King all the time. So I'm going to ask Peter now. He's going to read for us the scripture reading this evening. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
You're muted, Dorothy.
Thank you, Peter. And that's taken from Ephesians chapter 2. So thinking about that and what God has done for us in Jesus, Belle, you've chosen our next song. Do you like to share your thoughts with us for that, please?
Yes. change my heart, oh God. Catherine reminded me of this hymn when she posted it last week. It's a beautiful hymn. I've often used it when I've been going through rough times, which we all have, an illness or a family or really rough times. And for me, the words just make me focus again on what God wants me to do, me, God and me. And it just brings my focus back to God, not on what worldly troubles or whatever, but where my focus should be on worshipping God.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, thank you for that. So we're going to sing Change My Heart, Oh God.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, oh. Thank you.
They are indeed beautiful words that take our focus back onto God, aren't they? So thank you, Val, for your choice. And Jean, your song is something in similar vein as well. Do you want to share with us your choice this evening, please? You need to unmute yourself, Jean.
There you go.
It is an old song, even though it's in Songs of Praise, and it was in the second lot. But it's My Jesus, I Love Thee. And especially the second verse really got me. I have to own up that even though I went to a church for about 13 years, I never was told that Christ had died for me. And it was the biggest shock when I found out he did. And the second verse really got to me because it says, I don't know, I'm hoping the same words are on YouTube. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. And that verse said everything to me in four lines. And that's why I've chosen this one.
You're muted, Dorothy.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you very much. So, my Jesus, I love thee. I know that thou art mine.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love, tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love crown.
I'm going to invite Jean to lead us in prayer. Thank you, Jean.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Loving Lord, thank you for giving us yet another opportunity to sing your praises and thank you for all your gifts and kindnesses and the knowledge that the promise you have given to all of us who love you and follow the way, the truth, and the life is Jesus. Today, we've been celebrating in church through hymns sung, your precious word read, the leadership, and today's message. And we are reminded that you call all of your people to use the gifts that you have given us to work in the church that you have built. And with all we come in contact with, where the Holy Spirit can lead us to listen, to help, and to lovingly care for in Christ's name. Dear Lord, all things that we hope will be used to see growth in our fellowship, in our localities, where men and women and children will, because of your church's witness, want to come to know the love of Jesus Christ for themselves. We can go forward in your name, knowing and getting hold of your promises that you will never leave us, nor forsake all whose hearts are yours. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Amen.
Thank you very much, Jean. Gillian, yeah, hiya. Gillian's not been so well. She's had COVID and she's now Vicky and Laura have got it as well, haven't they, Gillian? But it's great to see you tonight. Welcome. And would you like to share with us your choice this evening, please?
I've chosen this song because when I've heard it, it really just, given what's happened over the last month or so, sort of family, personal family-wise, it just actually spoke to me. And it just means an awful, awful lot. And the words in it are just really what I need. All the songs tonight have actually spoken to me. I've heard what I needed to hear today. It's really spoke to me very, very much. But that is why this one in particular has. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Gillian. Thank you very much. And Gillian's chosen God sent his son, they called him Jesus, but the chorus, of course, says, because he lives, I can...
tomorrow.
That's right, because he lives, yeah. Anyway, we'll sing it together.
Here we go.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died to buy my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I
Really powerful words, those, aren't they? Life is worth living just because he lives, because Jesus lives. You know, even in the deepest of despair and the darkest of days, life is worth the living because Jesus lives. And that is truly amazing. So thank you, Gillian. Thank you for your choice and thank you for sharing with us tonight. Much appreciated. And our final song this evening has been chosen by Paula. I'm not quite sure why she's not been able to get in touch with us, but her choice is one that I know we all enjoy. It's Be Thou My Vision, O Lord. And it really fits in and rounds up everything that we've been speaking about tonight from John's at the beginning about worshipping the Lord all the time, and then going through to changing our heart, loving Jesus because of what he's done for us, and recognizing that in the midst of all our troubles and problems, he's with us. And we want to go forward with him, so we're asking him to be our vision. Be thou my vision. So we're going to sing that together.
My wisdom and thou my true word. I am
That was the actual YouTube clip that Paula wanted to, as she said, that was the version that she liked the best of the many versions that there are of Be Thou My Vision. And she just said, oh, I've just texted her to see what she wanted to say, and it's just come through now. It's one of her favourite songs since primary school, but she knew it as Lord of All Joyfulness. And she first heard this version at Roman Road Church. She loved it, and she loves to sing along with it. So she wanted to share it with us this evening. So that's lovely, isn't it? And I know those of you that enjoy Celtic worship will have really resonated to the music there and the instruments that they have in it. So thank you, Paula, for sharing with us in that. So let us pray. May God the Father bless us. May God the Son bless us. May God the Holy Spirit bless us. And so may the blessing of God, who is one in three and three in one, bind us together in unity, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dorothy. And for everybody on the recording, the next service is going to be in 2 weeks, which takes us to the 6th of February. Have we got a guest speaker for that one, or are we?
Not yet.
Hopefully it'll be a guest speaker. If not, it'll be fine anyway. So we'll see you all for the next one on the 6th of February at 6:30.